Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap and fuck out of it. We swear on this show occasionally.
Well, we talk like people talk. That's okay.
Not in all circumstances.
I mean, it's just letters. Hey, why? What makes, I wish we could.
You don't walk into a job interview and be like, hey, how the fuck you doing?
What are you interviewing for?
Well, I understand. Maybe
somebody at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Join us on social media at Crab Diving on the Twitter during the show. We check that one. We don't check during the show, but we are very popular on Facebook. Yes. And less popular on Instagram because we never fucking go on there.
We are popular on your face.
However you're listening to, I did that part. Where am I in the checklist is in my head only? I'm struggling with my computer at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Can't go tell. To facebook.com/crabdiving. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's the one. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you want to buy shit from Amazon. If you want to help out the show, you can do that. Use our link, use our banner on our webpage, and we get a commission for that transaction.
Oui.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Merci beaucoup.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday. We took yesterday off just because we did.
Freedom! Marco!
We painted our faces blue with yellow crosses on them and yelled freedom.
I ain't going to eat gluten, but I'm going to storm the Capitol.
Let's see what's going on in the world. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The weather is beautiful here.
It's really nice today. And
it's so nice.
The panhandle of Floridia.
It is beautiful pre-hurricane season, always.
Sometimes it's beautiful post-hurricane season if you don't look at the destruction and desolation.
Oh, yeah.
Over to the HuffPo. It says huge. Huge.
Okay.
House sends COVID bill to Biden. The stimulus package will include $1,400 stimulus checks, extended weekly unemployment benefits, and increase the child tax credit.
Yay!
House Democrats gave final approval today, and I don't think one fucking Republican voted for it. Right. Those scumbags.
You pieces of fucking shit.
House Democrats gave final approval to the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package, sending the legislation to President Joe Biden's desk before another round of stimulus checks are sent out to most Americans. The House voted 220 to 211 with one Democrat joining all the Republicans in opposition to the bill.
Oh, yeah.
Representative Jared Golden of Maine.
Jesus. Christ.
We don't know
what is wrong with you.
We don't know what or why. Although Republicans and Democrats were divided along party lines on the legislation, both parties agreed to this much. This round of COVID-19 relief is one of the most progressive packages ever written into law.
Which it should definition be one of the best things the government has ever done for us. And people.
So the Republicans, of course, loathe it and despise it.
You should want it. Hey, Republicans, you should want to give away more than your other party. You should be fighting to see who can give enough aid.
Well, they do. They want to give more tax breaks to billionaires.
Oh, that's right.
And gazillionaires.
That's right. I know you're fighting for your billionaire buddies. Good. Good for you. Good for you, GOP faces of fuck.
The bill includes $1,400 stimulus checks for most Americans, extends $300 weekly unemployment benefits into September, establishes about $10,000 in tax forgiveness for the jobless, increases the child tax. Yeah, isn't that crazy? They have to go pay taxes on unemployment.
That is nutso. That's stupid.
Increase the child tax credit to roughly $3,000. It includes $350 billion in state and local government aid, another $128 billion in funding for schools. Oh, isn't that novel?
Yay!
$46 billion for contact tracing and testing, which we've done 0.0 of contact tracing.
What, here?
Yeah, in this
I've
country.
Done it. I've done it. I've seen. I was like, oh, look, that person got that. And they were at that event, and I look on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, look at all these people that were at
all
that event.
All these people are now on ventilators. $25 billion for rental assistance, $25 billion to help struggling bars and restaurants, which is hugely important. It should be more. Yeah. And billions more for vaccines, pandemic supplies, and other public health measures.
Yay. Good for us. That's good. Hey, Joe Manchin, thank you so much for finally coming around and everything, right? Give it up for Joe, everybody. Everybody suck Joe's dick, because that's what he wants, right? He wants the attention? Or what's his deal? Why is he such a fuck?
Because he can be? Because he's
He can be?
Well, yeah. Because he's in West Virginia, which is inexplicably, as most red states are, poor, yet votes for Republicans who want to make them poorer and unhealthier.
Why do they do that?
Because the Republicans have been lying to them, telling them that immigrants are stealing their jobs and that's why they're poor. That the Democrats are going to outlaw religion and they're going to force you to commit sodomy upon each other.
Yay! Hey, listen. And what day of the week is for sodomy?
They're coming for your guns.
Right. God damn.
That's all they need to hear, and they're done. The people are not wise to the social issue facade that the fucking Republicans run on. That's all they run on. Abortion, you're killing babies.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're literally grabbing the people by the ankles, turning them upside down, and shaking every penny out of their pockets as they can to give to their rich fucking donors.
Yeah, and then they're so pro-life, but they support all this weird shit that went on at the border where hysterectomies were performed on people and stuff. I mean, it's just the right wing. It's just a house of fucking horrors. If you wanted to do it, this is a good idea. If you want to do a great haunted house, have a haunted house, but have it GOP themed. And like the first thing you go to is, I don't know, Jim Jordan's and his buddies are sitting there watching the team doctor like jack off a bunch of fucking wrestlers. That's one house of horrors you could go to. The next one would be I don't know, something with George Bush. And God, did you hear that? This is totally off subject. Did you read the thing about what is going on with Joe Biden's dogs? Oh, thank you. Oh, shit. Thank you for the coffee.
I had to get something to.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
I had to get something to assuage the beast.
Oh, yeah. Was she losing her shit?
So I got her a chewy thing. And
what's up with speaking of beasts? Coffee. What's up with Joe Biden's dog attacking people?
And how ridiculous. Did you see before a couple weeks ago when that one really vermin piece of scum Republican, a couple of them, were shitting on the way Biden's dog looked? The older German Shepherd, the like 10-year-old Shepherd or something like that.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Oh, it looks like it should belong in a junkyard, shit like that. Those people are really some of the lowest of the low. And now they're going after the other one because it, according to them, it sounds like he you know, killed eight people on his way to mauling a poor Secret Service man.
Yeah. I mean,
and the real story is that the dog nipped the guy for whatever reason, but there no skin was broken. There was no, nothing happened.
The dog thought he was protecting Who knows?
Maybe the guy's stupid around dogs.
Yeah.
Or whatever happened. The dog, the dog wanted to fuck him up. The dog would have fucked him up. And the fact that the dog didn't break the skin and didn't take a finger with it means the dog wasn't was telling him, leave me alone, get away from me, whatever.
Right.
Or playing and fucked up.
Yeah, that's it.
So who knows?
Well, I thought it was striking, though, because the dog does not live at the White House anymore.
Well, that's not true either.
I thought it was. I thought.
Yeah, but they're saying that because the Bidens are traveling or something, that they went to stay with family or friends in Delaware. So they didn't leave them alone in the White House.
Right.
I believe is the story.
Do you imagine, like, the Secret Service cannot handle this dog, and I'm going to leave you with this dog for the weekend. Good luck, everybody. I'm just kidding. I'm sure that dog, you know, that happens. That kind of shit happens. And who made fun of the way Biden's dog looks?
There was some asshole on TV or something was like Newsmax or, you know, one of those crack reporting journalistic sites.
Oh God.
And it was like, oh, Biden, look at the way that dog looks. It's not dignified for the White House kind of thing. It's the same shit they did about Michelle Obama, which I saw that meme again, which is that she's not classy. They're not
Michelle
classy.
Michelle Obama?
Oh my God.
What?
You never heard them talk about how Michelle Obama was the most classless ever in the White House? Because they're racist pieces of shit. But I just saw that meme again today where it's that famous picture with five former first ladies when Barbara Bush was still with us.
Yeah.
So it was Rosalind Carter, Barbara Bush, Laura Bush, Michelle Obama, and Hillary Clinton standing at the White House. And then there was a sixth one that said bringing class to the White House, and it was Melania's tits picture with her holding covering her cooter with her hand.
Cooter.
Like she's standing there with them. It's hilarious. But they're like, to those who think Melania was bringing class to the White House.
Just thinking about how this would be a great audiobook. There was Melania Trump covering her cooter with her hand on a fall day.
But not that there's anything wrong with posing news away.
The point
I don't care.
Is, but it's
consensual and
yes, of
not
course.
Abusive and exploitive.
But this is the party that is quote unquote family values.
Well, exactly.
And they hit you over the head with that shit.
Michelle Obama wore a strapless dress, and they were ready to burn an A into her chest.
The Equality Act.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying it's like. Some of these people in our government don't think that all people are people. They don't see people of color as people. No. They don't see trans people as people or gay people as people. What's up?
Having weird, odd computer issues right now.
Oh, I'm having all computer issues, I am.
Like it's not opening Explorer. There we go.
What?
Or not Explorer. Internet Explorer.
What was that really old browser no one uses anymore? Netscape. Did you try Netscape?
Yeah. I'm going to hop on MySpace. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal. HuffPo. I think I read it.
Nice!
Before the computer crashed. Yeah, the House bill. House sends the bill to Biden. So all kinds of great stuff. All kinds of good liberal progressive things that people are going to like. Biden's already at 60%. Approval rating.
Yeah.
And now I'm seeing stories that the Republicans are. Oh, I get it. The Republicans are losing their shit because all this good stuff is happening, and they think that they may get pummeled in the midterms.
Why? Because they didn't do any good shit?
Yeah, and a lot of the Democrats are going to run on, you voted to overturn the election, you seditionist pig.
Right. And meanwhile, you did that, and I did some good shit. Here's the good shit I did, I voted for.
And you voted against the stimulus. But you voted for the tax cuts for the billionaires.
What the fuck did they expect? They
succeed and they live on lies. And now it's a house of cards crashing around them because of Trump.
Do you think the Republicans, why don't the Republicans quietly pack up their shit, go home? We lost. Trickle down's bullshit.
Well, the regular Republicans are.
Reagan was a fuckhead.
Oh, well, that the trickle down isn't going to happen because
I hang my head in shame.
Because they're the ones that want the trickle down. They're the ones that want to take the money from the poor people.
Should America apologize for the war on drugs now that all
the
now
motion that, is adopted?
Now that marijuana is legal in many states, mushrooms are even, I believe, legal in Colorado. A lot of states are decriminalizing everything. So, doesn't this country owe the people, the victims of the war on drugs, a fucking apology?
Well, they still won't apologize for slavery.
Why? That was clearly wrong. We should. No one's apologized?
Well, I'm sure we have in some official capacity, but...
I'm sorry.
Let's go walk down the street here in the panhandle of Florida and see how many people would like to apologize
I'll
for
apologize.
What the country did in regards to slavery and how it's treated people of color ever since.
Right. And I apologize. That my racist relatives, I don't know, had slaves, probably. I don't know. I never dug into it.
Or were into it.
Right. Who knows?
They may not have owned them, but they might have been.
I apologize for slavery. It sucked. It's horrible. God, that sounds so stupid.
Drudge Report headline, 50 days in, Biden gets win, it says.
Yay. No president has ever had a speech where he's like, officially the United States government would like to apologize for slavery.
I'm thinking at some point.
Crimes against humanity.
Some president probably did.
Okay.
I mean, I think.
Yeah.
Although it took... How many decades to apologize for the Japanese internment?
Did they?
Yeah, that was 90s, 80s, 90s, something like that. Holy they finally and gave some reparations.
When are they going to apologize for the shit Trump did?
That the Republicans did not want to give, by the way?
Yeah.
Let's go back to that. Remind everyone.
They didn't want that.
The Republicans don't know.
They voted against. The thing is, they voted against something that would pass anyway without their support. So why wouldn't in that moment, they're very, I don't know, the base level would want to think, well, at least I can appease my voters by supporting this or like.
No, they think they're appeasing their voters by giving the fuck you to the Dems.
But the Dems are sending them money. I don't know, guys. I'm beginning to think your plan.
Although they may not realize it because Biden's not going to sign this one. Or include a letter that says, just so you know, I wasn't able to sign this thing, but it's all from me.
Well, I mean, Biden might, I don't know, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what's inside his head, but he might not see that money as his money. Because Trump, I think, thought, I'm giving everyone this money.
Well, yeah.
But it wasn't his money. It didn't come out of his fucking bank account.
Well, he'd much rather see it go to him and his rich friends than to all the Browns.
Oh, I see. So the people that do things like Donald Trump, do they see that money as their money? And the only reason it's technically not their money is they haven't quite figured out how they're going to steal it.
How they're
going to
get it yet. Yep. Absolutely.
Boy, I don't know. Again,
undoubtedly.
I do. I am not a...
It's a shit... culture and a shit system based on this capitalism crap.
I was going to say I'm not a sociologist, but this seems negative.
It's it ain't sustainable.
Right. Bad.
And they're talking about these 10-year cycles where some recession-ish disaster hits or whatever and affects the economy. And each time that's been happening over the last 50 years, the rich come out of it better than, like, they'll lose all kinds of shit during the whatever recession, but then they gain it back and more. That more comes from the poor people who then end up
more poor
in an increasingly negative circumstance.
And don't you think with climate change exacerbating, like, you know, disasters and shit like that, making, say, hurricane season longer? That people will just be in that cycle.
Well, yeah. And the insurance companies are going to start gouging people.
Yeah.
More and more. Oh, you live near a hurricane. We're gonna triple your hurricane insurance.
Yeah.
Because there's more hurricanes this year.
I mean, there is.
So good luck paying $1,000 a month premiums on your hurricane insurance.
Well, I mean,
you make $25,000 a year, good luck with that.
Well, you know, there are, you know, to people often, I will say something about Florida, negative about Florida on Facebook, and there will be at least one person that will say, "Well, you do live there, dumb fuck."
Well, right.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. Thank you very much for the comment, though.
Because we can't afford California.
Yeah. Nobody can. Nobody can fucking afford that fucking place. All my friends, I knew so many friends just lived in their cars with 18 people in a fucking studio apartment.
So those are your headlines about the well-needed, awesome $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. There's all kinds of good shit in there. That's the one that they think is going to bring like 3 million kids out of poverty or something like that. And of course, all the Republicans voted against.
Yes. How?
Because they're soulless.
But it makes me think I don't like them anyway, but it makes me not like them even more.
Well, right.
That's even possible.
We have other. I saw this story. Did you see? Remember Milo Yiannopoulos? Remember that turd?
Yes. Is he an MRA guy?
No, he was the
Milo Yiannopoulos,
the right wing gay guy from used to write for Breitbart and even got thrown off of Breitbart because he made some pedophilia jokes or something like that. And
right, and he got a big book deal that he lost.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the one that a lot of the campus stuff started with, he would go to speak at a campus and there would be, protests that would either force the campus to cancel or.
Right.
And
I remember him being a real fucking asshole.
Oh, a complete utter douchebag. Well now apparently he's found a way to reap some more money, to fleece people.
Yeah.
Because now he is an ex-gay.
What do you mean?
And sodomy free.
Ex-gay.
And is now out trying to sell gay conversion therapy.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. Don't do that. If, listen, Milo, if now you're not gay, but you were gay, I don't care. That's great. Good. Whatever, man.
Well, right.
That's your thing. But, your thing isn't everybody's thing. And if you think it's everybody's thing, you're kind of fucked up, right?
Well, yeah.
Eat some pot? Maybe.
Especially if it's parents forcing kids into it.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Don't do that.
I mean, if you're an adult and you want to go through it, I think there's something wrong with you and you have other issues, other therapy you need, not gay conversion therapy. But ultimately maybe that's your decision. I don't know if it should be
what kind of person,
but even allowed, but
does that offers that service,
but Michelle Bachmann's husband,
how do those people live with themselves? Do they not see themselves as
religious
fucking
zealotry?
Oh yeah.
Insanity.
You guys could they should take a pill or something.
Milo Yiannopoulos, the gay man whose conservative messaging and willingness to speak the truth sparked riots on what? Who wrote this?
What do you
hold
mean?
On a second. I'm just trying to are see you if this is a pro Milo site.
Okay, because it sparked riots. Are you disputing?
Well, just the way it's framed, this is a right wing nut job site.
What is
Life site. It's all about I think about Jesus, not killing babies.
Oh, okay.
Let me find a different version.
Yeah, let me find a version that's not
that's not saying, wow, he's
Pentecostal.
It really is a good
journal.
Thing.
Oh yeah.
Here we go. Professional right-wing troll.
Ooh.
Milo Yiannopoulos has declared himself no longer homosexual. In an interview with the right-wing Life site, that's the one
damn.
I was just looking at. Yiannopoulos claims he is ex-gay and will direct his future endeavors to St. Joseph.
Who's that?
He's a Catholic?
God, dude.
He says he's a Brit. I treat it like an addiction. You never stop being an alcoholic. Oh, so he still wants dick. I hope people will support and pray for me, if for no other reason than they share my delight at the prospect of Milo Yiannopoulos furiously and indignantly railing against homosexuals for sins of the flesh.
Jeez. Wait, is Milo British?
Yeah.
Milo?
He announced a new vocation as well, a dedication to the discredited and widely banned practice of forcibly subduing homosexuality.
Right.
Over the next decade, I would like to help rehabilitate what the media calls conversion therapy. It's unclear whether Yiannopoulos remains legally married. The guy I live with has been demoted to housemate.
Wow. I
mean, he's lying. He's grifting. He's trying to get the evangelicals now. Now he's going to go on tour. He's going to be on Jim Baker's show. He's going to be on all these shows saying, oh, look, I'm ex-gay now. And now he's gonna ride the evangelical evil gravy train again.
Is it conversion therapy illegal in some
in
states?
In many states, yeah. And that's why he's gonna go out and fight for it.
That's just I don't have anything to say about that other than fuck him.
Oh, he did also let everyone know that trannies are demonic.
Oh, okay.
That's
Thank
a quote.
Thank you, fuckhead.
So
Jesus Christ.
We see the hole.
The thing with him, he just can't.
You see the hole he slithered into now.
He's a cunt. I mean, God.
Oh, a scumbag.
Yeah.
And he's lying. He's lying.
Oh, okay. How do you know?
I mean, I don't care. You know,
I know. Yeah.
Sexual preference can be fluid and gender fluid and all of it. But
have whatever fluids you fucking want.
But I'm not buying this from him.
And don't try to make parents want to strap their kids to chairs and
exactly
shock the gay out. Now, whatever the fuck you guys do.
If you do this in private and you decide not to honk on Bobo anymore, then that's cool. But you then become an advocate.
Honk on Bobo.
You then become an advocate for something horrific.
Right. Absolutely.
And damaging to people.
What does that say about him? I mean,
he's a conservative.
Yeah, but okay.
Zero morals. He's a fucking sociopath.
Do you think? I don't know how you. Do you think he wants to be a nice person, or he?
No.
So why does he do this to make money?
Yeah, he's broke.
So he's broke, so now he's going to say, I'm not gay, and I'm going to hawk these horrible gay conversion
because nobody would care if he came out and said, wow, I was wrong, you know, being such a right-wing dickbag. Now I'm going to fight for LGBT causes.
That would actually make nobody, a lot of sense.
No, he wouldn't make any money, though. But now he's gonna milk the morons and the evangelicals.
Yeah.
He's going to write a book, undoubtedly. He's going to, I'm sure it's on... It's probably just about to come out. Now that he's announced this, I guarantee you there's a book on the way.
Do you see evangelicals in general? Not your televangelists, but their flock, their fans, the fan base of these evangelical scenes and stuff. Do you see them as duped? Are they being swindled?
Willingly.
Are they being played?
Many of them willing.
Like they dig it. It's like they like the church to wallet shame them.
It's amazing how their God seems to hate the same people they do.
Yeah.
Coincidence.
I don't know. I saw today I was driving about in this hamlet and I passed in the front yard. There was a cross and leaned up against the cross. There was a sign in the shape of a circle. I don't know what the fuck was going on with that, but. Anyway, and it said, Proud Trump.
Oh, God.
And, you know, it was massive. I mean, it was pretty big, and it was in the front yard of this place, but it just looked like giant toddlers made it.
Is this in East Hill?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There's Trump shit over there. Here, wow. Man. There's some, you know.
East Hill's one of the
A lot of thin blue line flags. Yeah, yeah. A lot of thin blue line flags over there. And that means, you don't know what that means. Come on, please.
It's not really the ritziest part of town, is it?
Or, no, it or, is. Is There's it? Lots of money over there.
We've got...
there used to be a house there. I don't know what happened to the person that was... I don't know. It looks like it's condemned now. But there's this old guy that lives in this house in East Hill, and he flew like a Confederate flag from the front porch. I mean, that's intense, you know, and I don't, you know, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a couple holdouts in the hood here. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one guy who still has his Trump sign because it's personalized.
Yeah, it's personalized.
They donated.
God, how horrific.
They donated money, obviously, and a lot. How much do you have to donate to get your own personalized sign? And they, it said, you know, Trump, Biden, 2020, and then it says the blank family.
Yeah, yeah.
With their last name on it. And they still got, meanwhile, they had like four other regular Trump signs.
Right.
Apparently, you only get one if you donate a certain amount of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they only got one with their name on it, professionally printed, too. And the rest was three or four other just regular plain old Trump Biden signs.
This is
or
like
Trump Trump Biden Trump Pence signs.
Oh wow, $39 or four interest free payments of $9.75.
They paid $40 for that sign.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I, you know, the thing is with this Trump merch, there's lots of private shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm on just, I don't know, Dr. Don's, that's the name of the site. I don't know if it's just a campaign or some.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some, another selling. Grifter.
Yeah.
We're not a grifter. I mean, you're actually getting the product from this person. They're much less of a grifter than the person they represent.
Well, I mean, you know.
I'm sure if you pay them for their product, you get it.
Well, you know, I wouldn't print this shit if I had a sign company. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to spread your Nazi shit. You can go fuck yourself. That's what people should be saying. So,
but they've still got that one person in the hood still has their their personalized Trump sign.
Yay!
And then the other guy has the battered Trump flag, a battered red MAGA flag.
Right.
It looks then he has, this is where I really think someone needs to put them on a list. They had an American flag, and now they've hung it upside down, as in the universal sign for we need help. Trump flags, and now oh my God, we need help. That was after Biden was elected.
I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to be difficult, but if I really needed help and I was in a boat, I'd be like, the first thing I need to do is turn that flag upside down. I was like, I don't know about that. I gotta do something about the hole and the fire.
But if you need help from other people,
I'm hurting, baby, come on over and check it out. I'm sorry, I didn't have time to flip my fucking flag around.
Maybe you've got everybody's got the shits or something.
Right. Oh yes,
like a cruise ship.
Oh God.
So
are you gonna go on your?
Go. On congratulations to my loafer.
Yay!
Being cock free.
Thank you, fuckface, and thank you for all the misery you're spreading. No matter.
I have a shit ton of stories. What were you asking me? I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Let's listen to something awesome. I'm very, very jealous of California having Representative Katie Porter.
Yay!
The
Who do we have?
We have Matt Gaetz. We have the worst. Oh. Possibly the worst. of the worst. We're about to hear one of the best.
We have the opposite.
And
of
we
this.
Have potentially one of the worst. This is Katie Porter. She doesn't have her whiteboard this time, but she was. This is fossil fuel fucks that they're having testimony.
Yes.
Mark Murphy of Strata Production.
Shit, yes.
A New Mexico-based oil and gas exploration company.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to drill all over the place.
Well, here it is. I'm just going to play it. You can hear how she eviscerates this entitled fuck.
Right.
Let's say, I know you'd be shocked to learn, a white guy.
Yay!
You know, late 40s, 50s, whatever.
Oh, shit.
CEO of some gas and oil company.
Hi, I'm entitled. Here's my penis.
They're estimated to be between 60 to 90% of the cost of drilling. How much of those intangible drilling costs do you get to deduct right away from your taxes?
So how much of the intangible drilling costs do you get to deduct right away from your taxes? It's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Intangible drilling costs do you get to deduct right away from your taxes?
We get to deduct all of those just like any other business. We do not.
How much do you get to deduct?
There seems to be a misconception out there that you're operating from, that somehow the oil and gas industry.
Yeah, she's smirking.
Is she really?
She's smirking. She's like, oh, really? Because, you know, you should not argue with her. You should know. You should just realize.
You're operating from that somehow the oil and gas industry benefits from some special sort of tax structure. We don't. We actually.
Reclaiming my time, Mr. Murphy.
She's about to point out to him that that's not true. There is literally in the tax code a special carve out for oil and gas exploration drilling.
Right, right.
Literally, there is an extra tax break just for that. And he's saying we don't get any special taxes for that. We just get the same deduction as any business.
And if they and let's say during the exploration they find oil, do we get that oil or do they get
that? They get it, of course.
Oh, okay.
Even if it's on our land. That's the way it works.
Well, wait a second.
Then we have to buy it.
So wait. We got to pay for if you're wrong?
Well, sure.
Fuck that.
Benefits from some special sort of...
It's socialize the losses, privatize the profits.
So these fuckheads, wouldn't it be better for the environment to not have this? Because then these guys might think harder on where they're going to do some exploratory drilling.
We shouldn't be doing any exploratory drilling.
How about this?
We should be done with oil and gas.
The planet that we're living on. Don't drill into the side of it.
And moving
anymore.
Along. How about putting those millions and billions of dollars to developing amazing solar and wind and geothermal, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, yeah. And to the oil and gas industry, I'm sorry, the party's over. Go fuck yourself.
The oil and gas industry benefits from some special sort of tax structure. We don't. We actually.
Reclaiming my time, Mr. Murphy.
Industry,
I will follow up with you, Mr. Murphy, but you do benefit from special rules. There's a special tax rule for intangible drilling costs that does not apply to other kinds of expenses that businesses have. You get to deduct 70% of your costs immediately.
See, she knows. She's got the number. She's not looking at anything.
Right, right.
She's got this in her head.
Yeah.
She knows what the fuck she's talking about when she talks to every single one of these scumbags.
Because it's her job, though.
Right.
It's her job. Right, Matt Gaetz? Right, Louis Gohmert? Is it your? Do they know their shit like she knows her shit?
They don't care. They know what they're told.
Do any Republicans...
To ask by the guy on the other side. The guy that's being asked pays them hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars into their campaigns to tell them what to ask them back.
Right. Name me one Republican that knows their shit, and you can't say Mitt Romney because we already know how he feels about everything. He hates most people.
I don't even know that he would...
He doesn't
be on the side of this. I mean,
he was the dumb fuck that walked up to the rioters. It's like, hey, how are you
almost,
guys?
Yeah.
You get to deduct 70% of your costs immediately, and other businesses have to amortize their expenses over their entire profit stream.
Please don't
patronize me by telling me that the oil and gas industry doesn't have any special tax provisions. Because if you would like that to be the rule, I would be happy to have Congress deliver.
Boom!
Oh, shit! Damn!
Don't tell me you don't have special tax provisions, because if you want that to be the rule, I would be more than happy to have Congress deliver.
Take
your tax breaks away from you, fuck.
And the way, the legal way to describe the provision is, the word special is even used in it. Right?
Yes!
I mean, so it's special!
It's only for them. There's no other industry that benefits from an oil and gas drilling deduction.
You can't walk your way out of this.
How do they get that? How do they get that? And then they not only if they take it off our land, but they then reap even more of the profits.
Well, you know how they get that is because what we've had, I think, in our government. And you know, correct me if I'm wrong, it's mainly old, rich, white guys.
Well, right.
That's mainly it. So now we're having some different things happen because now we have some different people in government. It's just not all a bunch of rich white fucking guys.
But I mean, how do they get that tax break in the first place?
Because
the oil company paid off.
Yeah.
Conservative and, you know, Democrats were into oil companies for a really long time, too.
Right. Right.
Bought them off.
But, it's not like. Nope. But we, you know, and also there wasn't Katie Porter and there wasn't the squad. I mean, the government looks different now. You know, I don't know. It's okay, doggy. Jeez.
There's a dog walking by. She's protecting me.
Thank you.
Hey.
Quiet. Thank you very much.
Quiet.
You get a raise.
So the great Katie Porter.
Yay.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had a representative that was 1,000th?
Yeah, you know. No, well, we don't, though. I mean, we have Matt Gaetz, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I think Katie Porter could be president.
Right.
I think Matt Gaetz could be president, which is, and I don't want him to be, but do you think he's a Republican that could ever get elected?
I mean, I didn't think Trump could ever get elected. What does my opinion mean anything now?
There's nothing more terrifying than the thought, like, who the fucking Republican's going to run for president next time? Oh, God.
We've got tornado warning. Where's a tornado warning here in the States?
No.
Minnesota.
It's not bad weather time yet.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Not quite hurricane season here yet, but.
Right. That's right, Pat.
Tic tac.
Yeah.
We've got also in the news. This is more of what we're up against.
And not in a good way.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is another. I played the Keelun the other day.
Yay.
This is in that same genre.
Ah, stop it with the Q shit. Stop it with the Jesus shit.
This one is possibly even crazier
than Q.
Oof. This is going to be a hard pill to swallow. Time for the truth to be told, though. Yeah, Hitler didn't die in World War II.
Okay, we've heard this one before.
Predictable.
Yeah, we've heard this one before.
They escaped to Argentina. They had a daughter, Stanley Ann Dunham, who is Barack Obama's mother.
Wow, so Hitler and Ava had a daughter that was Barack Obama's mother. Now, she was born.
Jeez,
I believe after Hitler died.
Well, as Johnny Carson would say, I did not know that. Is that true?
On a different continent, regardless.
Irregardless, too.
Yes, that's right. You heard me right. Hitler is Obama's biological grandson. Take a look.
So now she's they've got pictures of Eva Braun and a picture of Barack Obama as, I don't know, he looks 4 or 5 here with his mother holding one hand and his grandmother, his mom's mom, holding the other hand. And there's a slight resemblance between the grandmother and Eva fucking Braun. They have the same hair, kind of.
So Obama's grandfather. Yeah.
So obviously, here's a picture of Obama, his mother, and Hitler's wife at the same time.
God, you know, my grandparents were the loveliest people on the planet. I can't imagine discovering one day that you realize that they weren't your grandparents. One of them was Hitler, and that would be devastating.
You know, I'm suggesting this woman's not correct.
You don't think this is accurate?
I'm going to put it out there.
Where did you read this? Is this on Salon?
Obama's biological grandson. Take a look. Ava Braun in the middle here. Stanley Ann Dunham in the bottom right as a baby. There's Hitler on the left and Barack Obama in the middle with Stanley Ann Dunham, his mother. song. And Eva Braun, his grandmother. Sorry.
God, it's so insane.
Sorry.
I mean,
this, so wait,
she's got this smug look on her face like, you guys, I know what you don't. Sorry.
What are we sorry for? Who's sorry for? Because Obama is.
Well, and
Hitler's grandkid.
Well, and many people pointed out.
Is that what she's saying, though?
Many people pointed out. Yeah, yeah. That. So, yeah, yeah. Even if it's true.
Well, that's pretty wild.
So,
but it's a wild shit.
It's of course not remotely not true.
The only way that's, you know, to me that would be interesting, you know, on some level. It's some wild fucking shit. But it's not true.
It's yes.
So it's kind of not much of anything.
In fact, I believe the math doesn't work out.
Oh, right. Well, okay. Okay, jeez, the math. Wow.
But then she's saying they didn't die. So they didn't, they weren't killed in 45 or.
Well, there were Nazis that fled to South America.
Sure.
How do we know one of them wasn't Barack Obama's grandfather? But I got to commend this person on their delivery is spot on. Keep on. I mean, you know, find a different subject maybe, but you're good at public speaking. Right, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Really knows how to keep you captivated.
Oh, she was born in 42, so it's before the end of the war. Stanley Ann Dunham was Obama's mom.
Yeah.
She was born in 1942 in Kansas, before World War II was over.
Oh.
Hitler would have still been in Germany with Eva Braun, who most people didn't even know was his girlfriend. This person can't do history or math.
But that doesn't mean they can't tell a story. You know what I mean? It's sometimes,
right.
But it can't be. Well, that's tough. It can't be news. You have to say you're doing fiction. If you're doing some weird fan fiction where Barack Obama ends up as Hitler's grandson, then you have to say, you know, the following events are fictitious. You know?
Yeah.
Hitler was not Obama's granddaddy.
I know. Really feel we need to put those disclaimers out there?
Yes!
That's a necessity.
Oh, fuck yes. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people post stories from Breitbart and they're like, oh my God. And not like, oh my God, this is so stupid. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. And you say something to them like, you know, this is Breitbart. Like, I don't know what Breitbart is. This is Breitbart. And I always use the Muslim prayer rug thing. Breitbart did this story and I send them that story. And they're like, oh Jesus, I had no idea.
Right.
People don't know. Anything.
Much of anything. I've got. Meanwhile, Trump is out there. Oh, congrats to Merrick Garland. Finally.
Yes.
Approved.
Oh, okay.
And,
he's
confirmed.
Not as a Supreme Court justice, the original thing.
No, as Attorney General. So hopefully he'll be going after some of the people that helped not confirm him as
God
Supreme
damn,
Court
man.
Justice.
That pisses me off every time I think about that, because that is some evil fucking shit. That is why you get the filibuster. You get the filibuster, you rip it out root and branch, and you tell Mitch, we're doing this because of what you did to Garland. Go fuck yourself. And you say it just like that. God.
So that's good news, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that is
good. Took long enough, though.
Right. What's the...
Because Republicans are dragging their asses on everything.
I mean, hey, who confirmed... If anybody confirmed anyone in Trump's House of Horrors cabinet, go fuck yourself, vote yes on Biden's picks. You have to fuck off. If you voted to confirm Jefferson Beauregard Session, suck a cock and vote for everyone Biden nominates, please.
What else have I got? This is from... well, Trump got now has, according to BuzzFeed here.
Yes.
Trump has now officially lost all of his post-election challenges in the Supreme Court.
Loser! Loser! Go fuck yourself, Donnie.
The court announced Monday justices had refused to even take up the case out of Wisconsin. Trump and his Republican allies lost more than 60 lawsuits in state and federal courts challenging Joe Biden's wins in Wisconsin and a handful of other key states. They petitioned the Supreme Court to hear a small number of these cases, And the justices either rejected them right away or didn't take any action before Biden was sworn in, a clear sign that they would not be interfering.
Right.
Even after leaving office, Trump continued to press a case he brought against state election officials in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Filing a brief February 9th, arguing the fight wasn't moot now that Biden was in the White House.
Yeah.
Because the challenges that they raised to how the state expanded absentee and mail-in voting during the pandemic could come up again in the future. This is one of those where they, I think they might have said, why didn't you, you were complaining about this beforehand. Why didn't you file a lawsuit before the election? It's only after you lost that you've decided now to challenge the rules.
I think it might be time.
And you can't do that.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think it might be time to, when do we activate Eric Holder and Barack Hussein Obama to go out and start yelling about this shit?
Hopefully we're activating Merrick Garland.
Oh yeah.
Activate Merrick.
The federal appeals court tossed the case in December, finding Trump's legal arguments lacking, concluding he waited too long to file the case in the first place. The Supreme Court did not address any of Trump's arguments, either on the substance or anything, simply including it on a long list of cases that they were declining to even hear.
I'm sorry, can I ask a question? Is this kind of about mail-in voting, though?
Yeah.
Well, okay, this is very strange, because I saw this other story today about how, remember our shitbag in chief, the rapist that used to be president? Alleged rapist?
Yeah.
He requested...
Oh, he mailed in, he did a mail-in ballot for the municipal elections.
But wait...
In Mar-a-Lago.
But what about this? Yeah, okay. But what about this thing that you're talking about? Is it this? I mean...
the Republicans is hypocrisy. That's their main goal. Their main tactic.
On hypocrisy! God!
The court also denied a petition filed by conservative attorney Lynn Wood. Remember him? Asking the justices to take up his election challenge that he filed in support of Trump in Georgia.
Yay! Lynn Wood, yay!
Wood has been banned from Twitter. Trump and his allies have used post-election legal challenges to promote lies about widespread voter fraud, and they denounced the judicial system, including the Supreme Court, as biased when they repeatedly lost.
Think about people that are on Twitter that are not banned from Twitter. I mean,
real assholes.
Yeah, aren't there assholes there?
Every Republican in Congress, basically.
Yeah.
Judges at every level, including some who were nominated by Trump, concluded that the cases were either procedurally deficient or, after reviewing the evidence, meritless.
Oh, wait. Just so we're clear. Procedurally deficient means
they fucked up. They filed incorrectly. They filed the wrong suit. They didn't fill out the right forms. They didn't. They have no standing.
And the second one was what? It was didn't
meritless.
Meritless.
We've looked at your evidence, and it's bullshit.
There's no evidence. They don't have any evidence. Now, is that necessary in today's world?
Generally, in theory.
Well, guys.
Not always in practice.
Better luck next time.
Especially if you're black.
Oh, yeah.
The only case Republicans won in the Pennsylvania state court involved a small number of absentee ballots that arrived in Pennsylvania after Election Day and were nowhere near enough to change the results.
Wow. So, okay, well, that's that. They contested the election. They knew it wasn't fraudulent. And then they stormed the Capitol. And now we're all finished. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good job, everybody. So, wait, did we win?
Trump said in September he was counting on the Supreme Court to look at the ballots. Given the expansion of mail-in voting nationwide, but the high court repeatedly refused to entertain him and his supporters' last-ditch efforts.
No. You counted on the court to do whatever you bullied them into doing.
Right,
whatever.
I put three of you there. I deserve to have your votes. Story today about how disappointed conservatives are in Amy Coney Barrett.
Why? Because she's...
Because she's not the theo-fascist, apparently, so far, that they were hoping she'd be.
Okay.
She's voted kind of moderately.
Right. Okay. Well, interesting. If there are any, do you think there's any right-wing nut jobs listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcast app?
According to some of our comments, we have hate listeners.
Oh, yes. Well, but, maybe that's something Amy Corny Butthole did to fucking woo you guys. You know what I mean? She played you. She was like, I'm the Handmaid's Tale. I'm your wet dream. And then you made her a SCOTUS, and now she can do whatever the fuck. Well, what leverage do you have?
Exactly. That's the point. For life. You so can't. She's like, fuck you. You can't.
But they're going to lose their mind, because what happens when Amy Corny Butthole, rapey Kavanaugh guy, they vote in a way that doesn't make the maggots happy? What if they?
Well,
do
they don't like
again,
him
and
either.
Again,
so
again?
Far.
Are they going to? What happens? What will happen?
They're
to this?
Mad at him too.
Why are they mad at him?
Because he hasn't voted exactly the way they wanted to.
Do you see what's happening? You guys are getting played. How many times? And I, you know. But then again, I mean, it would be better if we had better people on the court.
Well, right.
I mean, we could have done a lot better than Kavanaugh.
They've done some horrific things.
Like, I think Michelle Obama and Barack Hussein Obama should both be on the court. What are the chances?
0.0.
Bullshit. Not even. No, what about Barack?
I saw an interview with her. She's looking forward to retiring.
No.
She's tired. She's like, fuck it. Which is, I don't think it's true. But
she didn't say fuck it.
No, I said that.
No.
But it said something about she's looking forward to retirement.
You think if Barack Obama is like ever... You know, I don't know. He's working on something and he can't figure it out. He's like, oh, fuck it. Do you think he says that? Do you think?
Oh, sure.
Fuck it. Fuck yeah. It. I can't do his voice and say
I
that.
I think he swears.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
Smart people swear. You know what I mean?
That's been alleged in
fuck you.
Studies.
That's right. Facts.
So thoughts and prayers as Trump loses his final SCOTUS. Throw it on top of the pile of 60. 60-ish court cases he lost. The only one they won was on that tiny little thing in Pennsylvania, was it, where they said that they had to set aside the ballots that came in after the normal 3-day period when they gave it an extra period to receive the ballots or something like that.
Right,
and
right.
But they had been doing that. So all it was the court reaffirming that they were doing that.
Yeah.
Remember Alito said, you guys should set those aside just in case.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah. The Republicans sued and the state of Pennsylvania was like, we are.
Right.
The court said, yeah, you should do that. And the Pennsylvania said, well, we are.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your win. There's your big V, Trump.
Oh yeah, well, okay, then it was worth it, right? It was worth it.
And then 60, and then 60
storm
losses.
The fucking Capitol.
Oh, why is Rick Scott trending? Let's talk about one of our other representatives here.
I can think of some positive reasons to me he could be trending with it.
Oh, Senator Rick Scott said today the Biden administration needs to focus on the national debt.
Oh my God!
Well, this is a joke. We all, everyone
is it the
predicted
onion?
This. Everyone,
but that's what they. I'm sorry.
Well, but we all predicted it.
Are you sure it's not the onion?
We've been predicting it since Paul Ryan, Eddie Munster went and Eddie Kunster went and got all his assholes to pass that tax scam, lowering the taxes for the rich people. Lowering taxes for some middle classes, but that part sunsets.
Yeah.
Well, those tax breaks are already going away.
Yeah.
And your taxes in the middle class are going up, but the rich people ones stay.
Oh,
those
yes.
stay.
Well, that's a double standard, though.
And then they cut corporate taxes.
So you're saying that now Eddie Kunster, just to refresh people's memory, he ran alongside Mittens, correct?
Yes.
Well, who?
Oh, and he's, I'm sure.
Stop
I'm
it.
Sure he's braiding no, his anal no, hair to get ready for 2024.
Is he working out extra hard?
He's going to try to be a non-Trumper.
You remember those workout pictures?
Oh, God, yeah. The stupid hand on back.
What's your problem, Paul?
But, I mean, we all joked about this, and because we knew it was true, that
they
the second they passed those tax breaks, when it blew up the economy, as we knew it would, and it blew a $1+ trillion hole in the national debt, in the deficit, or the debt, that the Republicans would then squeal when the Democrats are in charge that the Democrats need to focus on the debt, because that's how they roll. That's what they did with Obama.
It's fine about the debt. How about we have corporations focus on the debt? How about you focus on my fucking nuts and take care of the people every now and then the way you take care of these goddamn corporations? Storm do the corporations weather that they barely make it through? What would be wrong with letting Apple take a hit? I don't.
Well, yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Gasp.
Yeah. Jesus.
So this is just, you know, a few of them have already been squealing. It's just an absolute joke.
Yeah.
They gave that gazillionaire tax cuts, exploding the national debt. And now they're like, wow, we can't, you know, we should look at, we knew that they were going to use it to then go after Medicare and Social Security. And say, well, look at the national debt. We got to cut all these entitlements and, you know, I think you should be able to work till you're 80.
Yeah.
I think you should be forced to work till you're 80.
How the fuck can you not vote for that stimulus package? That really blows my mind.
Because they're going to go back to their constituents and say the Democrats voted for handouts, for BLM,
handouts,
and for Antifa.
Handouts. The only time the government gives poor people anything is when they absolutely fucking have to, because we're in a fucking pandemic and the economy is in the shitter. And it's not enough money. It's just not.
Rick Scott also voted no for Merrick Garland.
Why?
Well, here we have his tweet. I voted no on Merrick Garland to lead the Justice Department. AG is an important job which must first and foremost stand for the rule of law.
You fucking hypocrite.
Judge Garland has made clear he's on board with Biden's radical agenda, and I have concerns that he will politicize the DOJ for partisan objectives. Oh, my God.
So, yes, very hypocritical.
Holy fuck. After Bill Barr?
How many times did this guy plead the fifth?
70 plus times.
70 plus. Nothing to see here. 72,
75, something like that.
Rick Scott is above fucking board. Is Rick Scott corrupt? Does Rick Scott have... Do we need a Justice Department in the image of Rick Scott? Would that help us?
Scott, former CEO of a healthcare company that ripped off Medicare and Medicaid to the tune of $1.7 billion fraud penalty. His company...
That's so much!
...paid a $1.7 billion fine for defrauding Medicare and Medicaid. He was the CEO at the time.
How many years did he do in jail?
He pled the fifth. None. He wasn't even charged.
Oh, okay.
He pled the fifth when he was given depositions. And now, he was never charged. So nobody, I don't believe anybody went to jail. They just hit him in the wallet when this guy should be rotting in jail. Still.
Is he a Republican?
Undoubtedly.
I mean, you know, how... What you just said are facts, right? What he really did.
Yes, we have that. Okay. Those facts.
However you feel about those facts, should that guy be a governor or a senator?
Well, he was Florida thought both for a couple of terms.
That's the problem with the Republicans. You could go all over the place. And there are other Ricks. Are there other Rick Scotts?
Well, sure.
In the GOP? I mean, damn. Your party's rotten. And it's dying, and it's death, and you're on your way out, and your end is ugly, and it's gross and disgusting, and it's fucking everything up. No offense. Do you agree? Their end, the end of the GOP is just what we're watching, and it's gross.
Well, hopefully.
Oh, God. Jesus.
I mean, but they need to get decimated in the next elections. And we need super majorities of Democrats everywhere.
Yeah.
We need to take back the states is the problem, but they're, you know, the Republicans are doing their best in every state they can to push those voter suppression laws.
Right. Well, that should be illegal.
It's not.
I mean, if you're passing laws, if you're someone, I mean, isn't it bizarre though, that if you're someone that is elected, why would you want to pass laws that make it harder for people to vote? It seems weird.
So just for those keeping score, not one single Republican in either chamber of Congress voted for the stimulus package.
They didn't.
Not one.
Come on. I mean, why? What are they? So those people don't want their constituents to get a check. Is that it?
Right.
Do they hate them? I mean, they voted for you. Isn't the stimulus package very popular?
Yeah, and there's one scumbag senator from Mississippi, Roger Wicker, tweeted, independent restaurant operators have won $28.6 billion worth of targeted relief. This funding will ensure small businesses can survive the pandemic by helping to adapt their operations, keep their employees on the payroll. Trending right now.
He voted against it?
You voted against it is trending because everybody is responding to this fuck. Not a good ratio on Twitter. A very bad ratio. Everyone is responding to him that you voted against it, you scumbag.
Hey, whoever runs Mississippi, I don't mean to be critical, but I'm giving you an F. An F minus even. I mean, there's no power. Is it that they're the ones with no power? A lot of people don't have power. Electricity. They don't have power there.
But even Adam Kinzinger, who, you know, has been virulently anti-Trump, voted against it. He said, we owe it to the American people to work together in doing everything we can to get COVID relief they need. Bipartisanship is critical in effective legislating. Please take time to read my full statement on today's vote here. But they did. They did make, well, they made concessions for the mansions.
But it's not, but the nature, the support for the bill is not bipartisan. Lots of people, most people like the bill. So to sort of say.
Well, there's a lot of, that's the whole problem with the country.
Yeah. Our
background checks on guns, 90%+.
Yeah, everybody wants that.
And Republicans refuse to even bring it up.
Everybody wants a free education, free college. Most people want that.
Definitely healthcare. More and more people are into healthcare.
It's crazy because I read this thing talking about how the squad, they're actually centrist if you think about what America wants. America wants all the things that they talk about. Yeah. Most of the country wants. We're just being held hostage by these, I don't know.
And this Wicker, Senator Wicker, is just another typical Republican who now is going to try to fleece his constituents into believing that, look at all the help we sent you. You got to vote for me again, even though he voted against it.
What, I mean,
I like that part.
Is Mitch McConnell done?
I would have voted for that part.
Yeah.
God, I hope so. I mean, it would be really awful for them to win back the Senate.
Yeah. But he's sick, right? Or something. He's got something.
Well, they don't know.
Fucked up thing going on.
Even though.
Not his personality, just.
Well, he was. Well, raising speculation because of how he's trying to get that law passed in Kentucky that the governor no longer appoints an interim senator if there's a vacancy. They want it to go to some partisan panel.
Why do they want that? Because it would help them?
Because that's the only way they can win.
Can you do something? Is there any, you politicians, do something that will help people? Do you know what I mean? I know it's
they do.
So
they do things that help themselves.
The white people.
And that help Republicans. They're not trying to help everybody. And now they're unabashed about it.
Yeah,
Trump brought that on. They used to kind of pretend.
Right, not now.
But now they're just fuck it. We're just helping white people.
Does Mitch McConnell have a generous bone in his body? Does he have a bone?
I don't know if he has any bones in his body. More good news.
Yay!
Look at the time flying by.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link.
That's right, Pat. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Wall Street Journal.
Yay.
Manhattan District Attorney's Office has been issuing new subpoenas. And requests for recordings of local government meetings.
Yes.
Related to Trump's failed efforts to develop luxury housing at something called the Seven Springs Estate in Westchester County, New York.
Hello.
Which he first purchased in 1995 for $7.5 million.
Damn.
Prosecutors in recent weeks have sent subpoenas to land use lawyer Charles Martabano. And engineer Ralph Mastromonaco. Both of whom were involved in planning Trump Org's proposal for Seven Springs.
Yeah.
The district attorney's office also requested recordings of planning board meetings in Bedford, New York, one of the three towns where this estate sits.
Buy a house here in Seven Springs. It's fucking beautiful.
The probe into Seven Springs is part of a broader investigation into Trump's finances, as attorneys working for Manhattan DA Cy Vance have told courts that they are probing whether Trump committed tax fraud by lying about the value of his properties. Well, I'm willing to put money on the fact that he lied his fucking face off.
Right, right. He lies about lots of things. I mean, I think he was filmed cheating at golf again over the weekend.
Michael Cohen is back in being deposed on these things. Ooh. Michael Cohen has said publicly Trump lied about the values of his properties, depending on whether he wanted to get a loan on it, in other, and then he would inflate it, or whether he would want to not pay taxes on it, and then he would deflate the values.
Well, that's his strategy, I guess. I mean, or not.
Not legal.
No.
The
The Aryan Nation supply Trump with tanning materials while he's inside.
Maybe they'll tattoo him orange.
Oh, yes.
The DA's office also has subpoenaed financial documents related to that hideous skyscraper in Chicago that he built on Michigan Avenue. God,
you fuck. There's nothing, you know, Donald, you haven't done anything nice. And I mean that, I can't, have you ever been good? Is there any decency in this fuckstick? Not to be overly critical.
I challenge you to try to find it.
But you're an empty shell of fuckdom.
He's a godly man.
Yeah. Godly. What god, though?
We've got
Thanos.
Another story here.
Yes.
Oh, this is good. This was sent to by one of our awesome listeners on the Twitter.
Thank you.
This is from a Twitter account at Kokomo the Great.
Kokomo the Great.
It says, I don't know that Kokomo, I don't know that this is Kokomo's. This is from TikTok.
Right.
But this is Kokomo who shared this on the Twitter, and then it was shared to us. It's on somebody's TikTok at... Untouchable Yan? Y-A-N-N, maybe?
Oh, Untouchable Yan?
But here's what she has to say.
Okay.
She has some excellent points.
White man on Twitter say, if you do not own a gun, you do not have a right to speak on gun control. And I can't help but wonder when the men in Congress grew vaginas.
Damn.
If you don't have a gun, you can't talk about gun control.
So how are you going to talk about...
Right. When did the men grow vaginas?
Yeah.
Can't help but wonder when the men in Congress grew vaginas. How they got so much to say about mine, my rights. As if contraception be a deadly thing, by all means, purchase an AR-15. But God forbid you be a woman in need of reproductive freedom. This country be a double standard disguised as morals. Be a room full of dicks sticking their head in women's business without consent.
A room full of dicks. sticking their heads in women's business without consent.
I think she's nailing it.
This without consent, this is the country we live in. A place that would rather protest women's rights than protect them. And I tell him, we do not need your permission. Have never needed a politician telling us what to do with our own bodies. The same bodies that birth and bleed on their own, but somehow now require your assistance. Public cervix announcement. Uh-huh. You cannot legislate our legs into labor and expect rage should not be a rational reaction. Autonomy means not your business.
There you go.
Damn. Yes. Yeah. I mean, and you know, the gun control thing, this whole thing that liberals are coming for your guns. I mean, Sandy Hook, the pile of dead children, no gun control.
Yes.
No one's coming for your fucking guns.
No.
And it's tragic that they aren't. That was amazing.
They're also, I just saw this other story about Weisselberg, Trump CFO.
Yeah.
Who quite literally knows everything.
What could he know?
He's the chief financial officer of Trump org.
He knows where the baldies are.
He's been there. I may be wrong, but he may have worked for his dad. I think he's up there.
He must think Trump thinks Trump's a fuckhead. Like an idiot. Well, was his dad an idiot? Trump's dad? Was he a dumbass too? Or
I don't know that he was dumb. He was a slumlord and a probable Klan member.
Yes, probable.
Speaking to Reuters, former Trump fixer Michael Cohen said he would go in for the seventh interview with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office.
Oh, shit, Trump.
Regarding its criminal investigation. And Trump.
Is Trump worried about this shit, do you think? Do you think he thinks about any of this shit? I think he's,
yeah. When asked if Trump organization CFO Alan Weisselberg would cooperate with the investigation, Cohen replied, if he's smart, he would.
No. Oh, shit.
Prosecutors want to convince Weisselberg to cooperate with their investigation.
Yeah.
According to the Washington Post, they're also focusing on Weisselberg's two sons, both of whom have close ties to the Trump organization.
Damn.
So this might be one of those where, oh, look, we caught your kids doing some shit.
Oh, Eric?
No, the Weisselberg's kids.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And they're trying to get him to turn on Trump.
Yeah. And they will. I mean, don't you think?
Well, it could be one of those where they're like, hey, we could go easy on your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
If you turn state's evidence on Trump. Yeah.
Idiot, Adderall-ridden rapist over here. They can't walk down a ramp, but I don't know. Nearly started a war with Iran.
We have also, don't forget Faithless Friday coming up, approaching quicketh.
I mean, it could have been worse with Trump. You know, and it was horrible. And all those people died. They shouldn't have died from that corona. But I mean, you know, he almost, remember when he almost nuked Iran, not nuked me, an airstrike or something? Then he had the conversation with the general right.
Oh, yeah. He was like, should we nuke him? And they're like, no.
I mean, if he would just get to the ear of the right person, he'll shoot a nuclear bomb into a fucking hurricane.
Here's an amazing statistic.
Okay.
As much as we yell and complain about the state we're living in.
Okay. Confusion.
There is a new report.
Yes.
Out there that. Oh, I think we're cutting in and out.
Ah, fucking Florida with your fucking internet. God damn, man.
It looks like it lost us.
Wait, it's 2021.
50 minutes ago.
The year is 2021.
We may be back.
Can we get our AOL dial-up back?
But now it's not loading. Maybe that's one of the issues is we're having.
Shit.
Oh, here it is. U.S. News and World Report released its 2021 Best States rankings.
Oh, yeah. Where are we?
10th.
Oh, that's so sad for our country. That's not true.
How does that? I don't understand
it. 10th worst?
Best.
In what metric?
They ranked all 50 states based on data within 71 metrics across 8 different categories, including education, healthcare, economic opportunity.
Wait, we're 10th?
We're 10th.
No. They must be listing the states alphabetically, and then you can see
they're
the
not.
Actual
they're
results.
Not.
Wow. Congratulations, everyone. We won, guys.
Florida, 10. Massachusetts, 9. Wisconsin, 8.
What?
Virginia, 7. Nebraska, 6.
What?
Idaho, 5.
Wait.
It's everything taken into account. New Hampshire, 4. Utah is 3rd. Minnesota is the 2nd.
It's cold as fuck there.
And the number one state, allegedly, to live in, according to U.S. News and World Report's metrics, is Washington State.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. Wait, that's not right. Because Portland's there and it's on fire from Antifa. Is it not?
Ranks 8th in healthcare, 4th in education, 4th in economy, 3rd in infrastructure, 25th in opportunity, 6th in fiscal stability, 19th in crime and corrections, and 15th in natural environment. Apparently all those averages work out to making it the number one state.
Wow. Congratulations. Do they win anything? Do they get any coupons to Ruby Tuesdays?
I think just bragging rights.
Oh, okay. What do we get?
Florida, 25th in healthcare.
Yeah. What? This could be. Is it what? What publication put this out?
Third in Education?
Where is this from? Is this from Proud Boys?
Does it count like the number of colleges or something? Or
is it?
What? And this is U.S. News and World Report. 8th economy, 20th in infrastructure, 33rd in opportunity. That's 20th in about.
Infrastructure. You're telling me we don't have a bridge.
8th in fiscal stability, 26th in crime and corrections, 18th in natural environment.
Well, congratulations. Good job.
And welcome. If I were to let you guess, the bottom 10.
Mississippi.
49th. Ding.
Well, wait. Now, it's confusing to me because Idaho's up near the top and they've had all that coronavirus shockingly. Death. I know it's everything, but when there's that much virus, I mean, doesn't that...
I guess their economy is doing really well there. But fiscal stability is doing well there.
This is
low crime.
Yeah.
And they're surprisingly high for their environment.
Okay. In Florida's 10th. Damn. Well, congratulations, everyone. I mean, everybody did a good job.
The bottom 10, 41st, Kentucky.
Hey.
42nd, South Carolina.
Hell yeah.
43rd, Oklahoma.
Woo.
44th, Arkansas.
Fuck you.
Arkansas. 45th, Alaska.
Hey, my brother's up there.
46th, Alabama.
Hey, man.
Which we could almost throw a rock and hit.
Right.
47th, West Virginia.
Hey.
Joe Manchin.
Oh, shit, Joe.
Where Joe Manchin hangs out.
Hey, Joe, pick your balls up out of the sauna and do something good for your people. Vote for good shit and quit being a cunt.
New Mexico, 48. Mississippi,
Boy.
49th.
Boy, man.
And then let's all be proud for Louisiana bringing up the rear.
Ah, Jane, you ignorant slut.
But how red are most of those states?
Oh, so red.
Kentucky,
Pat.
South Carolina, Oklahoma, red Arkansas, Alabama, West Virginia, New Mexico. New Mexico's a little.
Where was California?
In the middle somewhere.
Well, we beat California?
Yeah.
Did we beat New York?
Yeah.
Damn New York City.
Well, probably high crime. And and lower on the natural resources.
What about all the alligator accidents and all these people, the snakes? Maybe this, I have to say, maybe.
Oh.
Who answered this survey?
Oh, Louisiana.
Yeah, real bad, right? Well, it's not a survey. It was datum.
Yeah.
Datum. Why are they so? Why are they so bad? What's wrong with Louisiana?
Even drill down on these different categories: healthcare, education, healthcare. Louisiana 46,
damn.
Education 48.
Oh,
economy 47, infrastructure 47,
damn.
Opportunity 48.
Opportunity. 48 out of 50. You're
fiscal
doing
fiscal stability. Oh, look how great they're doing. 42nd. Oh. Crime and corrections, 50th.
Bam, baby.
And natural environment, 49.
Ooh. So many people are better than you at that. Florida's better. Any state ranking below Florida should commit some Harry Carey, or, you know, not the state, but the people in charge. And I mean that. Hyperbolically, of course.
National average incarceration rate per 100,000 residents is 419 people.
Yeah.
Louisiana has an average of 680.
Oh, shit.
Juvenile incarceration, yeah. The national average is 85 per 100,000.
Is that good or bad?
It's awful.
Awful.
Regardless. And in Louisiana, it's 114 per 100,000.
Why are these people getting locked up?
Probably because a lot of them are black.
So you're saying systematic racism,
yes,
in a state can have a negative impact.
I'm going to suggest that.
On someone's life. On the happiness. Well, why don't we just get rid of that?
Well, we're working on it.
I don't understand these.
People really love their racism, though.
Yeah, they do. Oh, my
everywhere.
God. It sucks, though.
Oh, which is great to lead us in to another awesome bit of audio from the amazing educator and racism expert,
yes,
Jane Elliott.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She of the famous in the 60s, was it? She did the classroom thing, 60s, 70s, where she segregated separated the kids by eye color and gave a put them through allowing one eye color to discriminate against the other for the kids to realize what some a physical characteristic, what arbitrary discrimination based on a physical characteristic is like.
Right, right.
Here she is on, I don't know the name of this show, but this is the show that has Jada Pinkett Smith. It's a talk show with Jada and her mom.
Okay.
And Willow shows up a lot. And I think it's on the internet.
What show?
Okay. It's a chat show have.
Jeez.
But here she is. I'm not sure who's on the panel. I see Willow here, but it's Jada and somebody else.
Right.
This country, what we call education, is actually indoctrination. And it takes us from the ages of 5 to the age of 18 to thoroughly indoctrinate people so that they will believe in the myth of white superiority. And it is a myth.
Right.
Now, you can't do that while you're teaching that Columbus discovered America.
Right.
There were black people on this continent 4,000 years before Columbus was born.
Right.
We teach black history in the schools as if it started with slavery. I'm not a white woman. I'm a faded black person. My people move far from the equator. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason my skin is lighter.
That's it.
Yeah.
My people moved farther from the equator. That's the only reason my people are lighter. I'm a faded black person.
Wow. Right.
Jane Elliott continues.
My people move far from the equator. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason my skin is lighter. That's all any white person is. Because our great... Hey.
There's no such thing as race.
No, there's no such thing as there's race. There's one race. There's one race. The human race. And then y'all came from the same black women 300,000 to 500,000 years ago. The human race began with black women. My cousins, and you are all my cousins.
She's lying! Jesus created us all! Pure Adam and Eve were white!
She's doing, though, is laying out the reasons why white supremacy is total horseshit.
Exactly.
She's doing us a favor. You guys don't have to be into this shit anymore, because it's bullshit. Right?
Black women, 300,000 to 500,000 years ago, the human race began with black women. My cousins, and you are all my cousins, make no mistake about this, we are all 30th to 50th cousins because we all have the same black grandmother back there 300,000 to 500,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So get over the idea that you are white. There's one race.
Yeah. The human race.
The human race.
One race.
Now, will every person in this group who's biracial please stand?
Biracial.
Oh, see. They made a mistake.
Yeah.
Jada and Willow are standing up and they're about to get yelled at.
Uh-oh.
Every person in this group who's biracial, please stand.
Biracial, stand.
I told you there's only one race.
She yelled bullshit. She yelled bullshit.
I love her.
Group who's biracial, please stand.
Biracial, stand.
I told you there's only one race.
You got me.
And you too. How dare you? Didn't you listen to anything I said?
We were listening. It just takes a minute, Jane.
Let me ask you this. How long do you think the idea of race has been around?
Since the beginning of time?
That's just what I thought you were going to say. And you are just as wrong as you can be.
I was going to say since around the 1400s.
Right. It started with
the Spanish
Inquisition. Before that, race was not a problem. But they found out that they were killing people who were of their religious belief, but they couldn't tell what their religion was by looking at them. So they had to find another way to identify those they were going to kill. So they set upon skin color. We have also been indoctrinated with the myth of white superiority. We've got pictures of the baby Jesus who looks like the little Pillsbury
doughboy.
Yeah.
Yo, so there you go.
Why is Jesus so fucking white?
Well, right, because the Middle Ages on up, art, Renaissance, etc. They're not going to paint some little brown kid after the Inquisition.
Oh yeah, because it's
now
like,
they're now everybody's yeah. racist. So
right, right. I can. I yeah.
You think the monarchy in so France yeah. wants to?
So if I
worship a.
So if the King of France requisitioned a stained glass piece for me.
Wee wee.
Is it beautiful? Wee wee. It is perfecto. But it's very perfecto in the fact that I made Jesus accurate.
White as fuck.
Well, no.
Oh, you would do the brown Jesus.
Yeah. Would he still be upset? Even
he would have your head chopped off.
Really?
Well, for heresy.
I can see how you might not want to do that.
Well, I'm right.
They're very sensitive about their race. God, we really are. White people are so sensitive. You know, I mean, a lot of people are sensitive. Jeez. You know what I mean? It's like, you have a black president, and now you think, oh, shit, our time's over. What does that even mean, you wackos?
What do you mean?
Well, because it's like, you know, we had Barack Obama, and it seemed like that pissed off all these maggots for some reason. Like, you know, right. that like Barack Obama's existence took something from them.
Well, right.
Well, then why do they think that?
Well, they still feel that way.
Why? What did he take from you?
Because, and they're convinced that they...
He wanted to give you fucking universal health care. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the most aggressive, progressive agenda of era ever that would have helped people. But they think he took something from... They think Barack took something from them. The racists.
Right.
He doesn't... It's weird.
Well, they threw Galileo in... And they kept him... imprisoned for the rest yeah. of his life for daring to suggest that the earth revolved around the fucking sun.
Yeah.
That the earth yeah. wasn't the center of the universe. Right, cause that's right. what they felt their book told them.
What did the flat earthers say to that? Are they embarrassed?
The flat earthers?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
That's true. That's very fucking true.
Who cares?
I hate talking to those.
I'm
people.
Sorry, flat earthers, oh, but you're not
horrible conversations. Not only
there's no subject I will listen to you about if you're a flat earther.
Oh,
even
God.
If you're a flat earther brain surgeon, you're not coming near my brain.
Go away. I'm a turtle walking around with the earth on its back or some shit like that. I don't even know.
Makes just as much sense as a lot of it.
A turtle. I like turtles.
I like turtles. Good news.
Okay.
This is big, actually.
Oh, shit.
An Iowa jury, Iowa.
Okay.
Acquitted a journalist who was pepper sprayed and arrested by the popo.
Yes.
Bloody hell. While covering a protest in a case, it was a pop-up that irritated me. In a case that critics have derided as an attack on press freedoms and an abuse of prosecutorial discretion. This asshole, a thug jackboot.
Yes.
Pepper sprayed a journalist who was saying, I'm a journalist. I'm here documenting this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as he was pepper spraying her boyfriend, who was with her for protection at these protests, he said, hey, she's a journalist. So he pepper sprayed him and arrested him too.
That's insane.
The jury deliberated less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
They found that Des Moines Register reporter Andrea Sahori and her boyfriend Spencer Robnett were not guilty of misdemeanor charges, failure to disperse, and interference with official acts.
Jeez.
The verdict is an embarrassing outcome for the office of Polk County Attorney John Sarcone. Good. Fuck you, John
yeah,
Sarcone.
Dude. What do
for
you
even
think?
Prosecuting this, you piece of shit.
What do you think it's like to get maced?
Right.
It must be fucking horrific.
I think these cops should find out. These cops that are convicted yeah. of abuse
oh,
of that.
Yeah. They also, I mean, can these people now sue these cops civilly for money? Because
maybe, you know, they have that qualified immunity bullshit.
But doesn't that violate
it's a little shaky.
Doesn't that violate your civil rights to be based for no fucking reason?
There's the qualified immunity bullshit that makes cops special people who don't
so
have to follow
okay.
the law.
It makes it okay for a cop to... We live in a world where it's okay for a cop to mace somebody. Because what I hear is this case got acquitted, but nothing bad happened to the cop.
Well, I hope they'll be able to sue the fuck out of him.
I mean, is the cop fired?
Oh, I would doubt that.
What? He may somebody. He shouldn't have. That doesn't get you fucking... Imagine at your job if you mace someone you shouldn't have.
So this asshole, let's name him again, Polk County Attorney John Sarcone.
Sarcone.
Pursued the charges despite widespread condemnation from advocates for a free press and human rights.
Right.
Amnesty International argued for her. She was wrongly arrested while doing her job covering racial injustice protests in Des Moines last May.
She was just there.
Over 100 groups called for the dismissal of charges, but prosecutors aggressively pursued them, arguing that she and her boyfriend didn't comply with police orders to leave the chaotic scene outside of a mall. And they interfered with the officer who arrested Suhuri. So they're saying, the boyfriend saying, hey, she's a journalist, was interfering with the officer.
You know, it sounds to me like the cops don't want the press around.
No, they don't. They've been fighting to make filming them illegal.
They don't want any accountability.
They don't want body cams.
They don't want accountability for when these thugs go out and mace innocent people and beat people.
No, that's fun for them. They want to be able to do that. That's why half of them join the force.
Yeah. Prove
me wrong.
Well, who wouldn't want? Can we do something different than cops? I mean, this sucks. Jeez.
The 25-year-old reporter immediately identified herself as a reporter on assignment.
Yeah.
But was subjected to what she called extremely painful pepper spray blasts and jailed. Her boyfriend said he was sprayed and handcuffed after telling the officer she was a registered journalist for the Des Moines Register, not registered. The Des Moines Register journalist. Yeah.
It's either that the cops are doing the wrong thing because they want to do this, that they want to lash out at these people, or they think that they're protecting. I don't know. They just hate the press, and so they're macing them. They're mad.
Right. I'd love to check Officer Cumstain's social media. See how many MAGA posts he's shared and see how much he thinks the press is the enemy of the people.
Right.
So she said, I'm press. He probably was like, ooh, I'm going to mace you twice as hard.
And the thing is, our president says go and do that. Our president says go out. Hey,
former
smash.
President.
Right. Joe Biden does not say that. But the former, the rapist in chief, he used to say, I tell the cops, you'll go ahead and smack their head into the car. Into the hood of the car when you're putting them in there.
If convicted, she and her boyfriend would have faced hundreds of dollars in fines up to 30 days in jail.
Oh, shit.
Their parent company, Gannett.
Right. Oh, that's a conservative joint.
Well, it's a... I don't know. Is it conservative?
Yeah.
I don't know if Gannett's... Gannett it's owns, USA Today. USA Today
Gannett
is not,
owns the P&J.
Yeah, but it's not conservative. It's just big.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're considered conservative. But Gannett funded their defense.
Yeah.
Even Columbia Journalism School, where she earned her master's degree.
Yeah.
Also expressed solidarity, promoting the hashtag journalism is not a crime.
Oh, I'm getting Gannon mixed up with Sinclair that owns Sinclair's WEAR. I don't know about Gannett.
Journalists celebrated the verdict. I mean, I'm not saying they're awesome. They're a big evil.
But they're not Sinclair.
Yeah.
Sinclair is like the Empire in Star Wars.
Much smaller. Well, they're pretty big, though, come to think of it. I was going to say smaller, but they've got a lot of local news stations.
Any Star Wars comparison we can make? Or are they like the Romulans?
Like the Hutts, maybe.
Oh, the Hutts. Okay.
Journalists celebrated the verdict, but they say it's disgraceful. Authorities kept pressing forward with the charges for 9 months at taxpayer expenses.
And they're terrorizing these people, you know?
Oh, let's shame this asshole prosecutor also. Bradley Kincaid. He told the jurors during closing argument, it doesn't matter if she was a working journalist. Her profession isn't a defense against the charges. He argued that the video and photos she reported live on Twitter of protesters breaking store windows and throwing rocks was convincing evidence that she was near an unlawful assembly.
Hey, you mace someone. Someone said, hi, I'm a journalist, and you maced them. That's what happened. Your cop did that, motherfucker.
He argued that Sahuri and Robnett were within hearing distance when police gave orders to disperse, but that they stayed in the crowd. He said they didn't have to actually hear or understand the orders, which were given nearly 90 minutes before the arrests. Well, the orders, by the way, they played a video for the jurors 90 minutes prior, barely audible.
Oh, so you couldn't.
So the cops were like,
they do it on purpose.
We order you to disperse.
They do it on purpose,
yeah.
Right?
Because then they just go get anybody who didn't even hear it.
It's garbage.
And then they say it's your fault for not hearing it. It's our justice system,
right?
In quotes.
Hey, listen, cops, if you don't want to be defunded and you want to keep your jobs and shit.
There's more.
Yeah.
It gets just worse if possible because we have the name of the scumbag cop. Luke Wilson, we urinate his name.
Luke Wilson, you suck. Not the actor.
The prosecutor urged the jurors to accept his testimony, claiming that the boyfriend tried to pull her out of his custody and that Sahuri briefly resisted arrest. He had just maced her. He probably grabbed her, and yes, she was trying to grab her face. And we know how they work. They twist your arm behind your back to the point where you wince in pain and pull away in agony. And then they hit you harder saying, stop resisting, stop resisting. We all know that trick, asshole cops. We all know you do it.
And it sounds like they were, I mean, think about it. They're beating this person. They're attacking this person. And then her boyfriend grabs her. What the fuck do you expect? Well, who knows what these cops expect because they don't have the humanity.
Well, but don't worry. It's all on video. Oh, wait. Wilson forgot to put his body camera on.
Oh, you little fucking Nazi.
And they did not try to recover any video later.
Fuck these cops.
Even though that's a violation of Des Moines Policy Department, Police Department policy.
Violation. Violation.
The defense attorney, let's speak his name, Nicholas Kleinfeld.
Yes.
Said the case was about a reporter doing her job and a boyfriend who accompanied her for safety reasons. He said Sahuri was reporting on the destruction of property so that the community could see what was going on.
She was reporting. What I don't understand, these goons are like, what if this person that maced the reporter and her boyfriend, what if that was your daughter or your son out there in the crowd and some cop maced him? How the fuck would you feel? And you know you had no business macing them. This guy knows.
How many people got maced at the MAGA rally?
None. They didn't get maced at the rally. In fact, after the rally, they all marched down and stormed into the Capitol.
Some of them got maced there.
Yeah.
One shot.
Trump loved it.
The defense attorney said the defendants didn't hear any dispersal orders. Sahuri was trying to report only from places where she was allowed. He noted they were running away from a tense location where riot police had deployed tear gas when this asshole Wilson arrested them. They were leaving the area.
Yeah.
The defense said the officers claimed that they interfered. It wasn't credible.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah.
She testified she put her hands up and repeatedly identified herself as a reporter, but was nonetheless pepper sprayed and cuffed with zip ties.
It sounds like they were being hunted, you know?
Another reporter, Katie Aiken, was near Sahuri, quickly informed police that they were journalists. She was told to leave, but was not arrested.
Yeah.
I wonder if Katie's whiter than Miss Sahuri.
Or I wonder if they're all just hunting. It's the end of the thing. They went like, hey, everybody dispersed and real quiet. And then they just go get the stragglers or something. And these people just were unlucky.
Video captured by another responding officer showed Sahuri in pain, temporarily blinded by the pepper spray, repeatedly telling officers she was a journalist doing her job. Nonetheless, they put her in a police van and dragged her off to jail.
Hey, all you people with the thin blue line flags out there, the reason people hate cops is because they do shit like this all the fucking time and nothing happens.
Less than two hours, unanimous.
Yeah.
Verdict. So a big fuck you
absolutely
to the prosecutor and the scumbag cops.
Did they get
I hope
fired?
These people, I don't have any other information on that, but I'm hoping, well, I would think, no, they think if the prosecutor is going after them saying the cop did the right thing, why would they fire him?
You know what? If they're not going to fire him or do anything like that, then you better get used to the phrase defund, because that's where it's going.
Yeah.
You're going to get rid of these fucking cops. You think people are going to sit around and be terrorized for fucking ever?
Right. Oh, look what happened today. Despite the Republicans predicting, and Trump, that the stock market would crash once Biden was president.
Ah, shit, yes.
Today, after the COVID relief passed, the Dow has jumped up to an all-time high. Even though the Dow is bullshit when it comes to regular people. Right. But nonetheless, some morons seem to think that's an indicator of the confidence in the economy.
You know, and I'm not an economist. You know, just to let you know.
Oh,
but
thank you.
I think that things are going better than they were. I mean, how many people is Biden getting? How many people are getting inoculated every day? Is that the right word? Getting the shot?
A couple million?
How many people were getting the shot while Trump was president?
Not that many.
Yeah. And then how many people died because of the bullshit he did? He didn't do anything to mitigate it?
Well, TBD.
You don't know.
Yeah. I hope they have that 9/11 style independent commission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got to have
an independent commission.
Because it shouldn't, whether how we do in a pandemic or natural disasters should not be gauged on which party's in charge.
What did Jim Jordan say? Hashtag dogs against Jim Jordan is trending with people sending pictures of their support.
Oh, he
must have said something about Major Biden.
Yeah. Major Biden had a biting incident and then actually Jim Jordan said Major wasn't attractive or something.
No, he didn't. He's not the one who said that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I thought some Republicans said,
we talked about that earlier, but
ugly,
but,
just crazy.
This is Jim Jordan must have said something about the biter.
Oh, okay.
And I can't find it.
Gotcha. I mean, I don't know. How does that guy get elected? I mean, what is he? It's all these people, isn't it?
White assholes. Okay. White butthurt ignorant assholes.
Bob, what if you guys were in the shower and some person that works for Jim Jordan is jacking off in front of you and you say, hey, Jim Jordan, can you ask your subordinate to stop whacking off? And he just laughs at you.
Yeah.
That's not great. That's what happened, right? That actually happened in one of those accounts, right? Jim Jordan, there was that one time the team doctor was in front of an official, got in the shower the same time one of the wrestling officials were in the shower after a match. And then the wrestling official said something to Jim Jordan and his buddies, and they all fucking laughed it off.
Yeah, he said the guy was jerking off
with him
in the shower.
I said, well, that's what he does. Right. That's his thing. That's his gimmick. Whatever.
I can't see specifically what Jim Jordan may have said.
Yeah. Well, it was shitty. You know? And it was, it's in the Jim Jordan realm of shitdom, so.
Fantasy land.
Ooh, yes.
And excusing sexual assault land.
Oh, God. What a fuckhead.
What time is it? Oh, we got a few minutes left here in the big shoe.
Right.
Thank you for listening. We love you all a long time.
That's right, Pat.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link to help the show. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
I do have, this is, God, where's my, I have a zillion different stories. Oh, here we go. This is good news. Also,
oh, okay.
Well, again, good from bad.
Right. We'll take it.
I'm not sure if we played this clip. It's kind of more of a visual, but this is some trumpanzee, some maggot, from last November. There were some protesters outside Trump National Golf Club.
Okay.
In Sterling, wherever the fuck that is.
Michigan.
There's a Trump National.
No, Sterling is in Michigan.
Golf Club?
No, the city of Sterling. This is Sterling.
Well, there may
Michigan.
Be other Sterlings.
Oh, that's true.
It's near D.C.
Oh, okay. Why would you have golf in the Midwest anyway? Because so much of the year you can't go outside. What a waste. Do it in VR.
So this guy, there's video of him.
Yes.
Older white guy.
Shit, yes.
Carrying a some kind of Trump blow-up doll. I don't know. And pro-Trump.
Yeah.
And He's wearing a Trump Make America Great Again t-shirt, a Trump Make America Great Again jacket.
He's ready. He's ready to be great.
Last November, Raymond Deskins is his name, 61.
Ooh, yes.
White asshole.
Oh, shit, yes.
Last November, video circulated on social media after Deskins, not wearing a mask, forcefully blew on two women.
Oh, my God.
Outside the golf course. Oh. He was wearing a then-President Donald Trump shirt, jacket, and an inflatable pool tube bearing the president's likeness around his waist. What? I didn't know this. He was wearing a floaty of Trump. So that I thought it was a blow-up doll he was carrying. It's a floaty. He's some 61-year-old racist.
What? Don't blow on people, you dick. Why are you blowing on people? That could be somebody's fucking sister or wife or whatever the fuck, man. Partner. Don't blow on people. Who does that?
According to authorities, law enforcement did not witness the incident, and the video did not capture the whole interaction. So they did conduct an investigation at the scene, during which both parties were advised to seek a citizen-obtained warrant from a Loudoun County magistrate. Deputies later served a warrant to Deskins, charged him with misdemeanor assault. He was later reportedly released on a summons. The women wearing masks were protesting outside Trump National Golf Course 2 weeks after Joe Biden was elected president over Trump. During the incident, Deskins, the asshole, taunted the protesters, shaking his pool float at them and walking toward the women before taking a deep breath and blowing on them they were saying, "Why aren't you wearing a mask?"
Well, that's assault.
There you go.
That's assault, you fuck.
Well, listen to this. Faced with serving up to a year in jail.
Oh, damn.
And paying a $2,500 fine.
Ooh.
He finally accepted a bargain.
Yes.
From the victims.
Oh.
To make a $3,000 donation to the NAACP.
There you go.
Branch in their area for its scholarship fund.
That's good.
So this racist scumbag now has to donate $3,000 to the NAACP for scholarships.
But no jail? Does he still have
no
jail? Oh, he should go to... I mean, see, the thing is, those people need to go to jail because...
And they've got restraining orders on him.
Yeah. I don't know. Part of me... And I like the fact that he had to give that money to the NAACP. But the other part of that that kind of makes me... I mean, we lock up people for drug possession, but we're not going to lock up somebody. I mean, does that guy... What's going to keep this guy from doing this again is my problem with this whole
situation. Well, maybe it is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not for locking people up. I don't believe
that. I mean, I doubt it because he is a maggot and learning isn't their strong suit.
Because we do have to come we have a problem in this country. How is the government supposed to protect people from these crazy ass maggots?
Well, they got to do shit like this, arrest them and charge them.
But they're also cops, too. I mean, that's the thing.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Stay inside. Don't go anywhere. It's fucked up out
there. I don't
know.
Okay.
Get away from me. Get away from me.
No.
Do what you want.
Get away.
I'm not in anybody's face.
You are in my face, and you don't have a mask. You need to back up. That's assault. That's a good.
I breathe on you.
Good. Get it. That's assault. That's assault.
He looks like an idiot wearing an inner tube of Trump around his waist. Who, by the way, made those?
I don't know. We know who made those. Some children in China probably made those.
Undoubtedly, yeah.
But who requisitioned him? A bunch of fucking Nazis. See, that's Ivanka. That's a guy that society needs to be protected from him. I don't know how you're supposed to do that, but that guy, what if that guy goes out and does that again? If they got COVID? Yeah,
and he's mad at them because they're protesting his orange god.
How would that guy feel if he gave them COVID? He didn't know he had it. He's carrying it asymptomatically. He gives them COVID. And then what if they're a long hauler? And they're plagued with these fucked up, COVID problems. How would that guy feel? Maybe not bad. I don't know. He seems like an asshole.
Gotta get going.
Any Tegu stories?
This is quick. This is Oklahoma. And I want you to guess the party he belongs to. It's going to be really hard.
What is the Republican Party, Pat?
Oklahoma lawmaker apologizes for using the term colored babies during a heated debate on abortion bills.
Where was the debate? Was it in the House of Oklahoma?
Oklahoma Republican State Rep Brad Bowles used the term colored to refer to babies during a heated debate on abortion in the Oklahoma House of Reps yesterday. As a black woman who's old enough to be his mother, this is the Democratic Party, excuse me. She says, as a black woman old enough to be his mother, I'm shocked that someone is using the term colored in 2021.
Yeah.
They were in session well into the night. One of the abortion bills discussed was HB 2441, dubbed the heartbeat bill. It would make abortions illegal if fetal heartbeat can detect it.
Jesus.
Another bill would suspend the license of any doctor who performs an abortion, except in cases of incest or death.
Right. Thank you. Wow. Aren't these white guys generous?
During discussion of the bills, Bowles made a statement on the floor that certain percentage of babies aborted were colored.
Oh, my God.
A lot of these babies are colored.
Who's your staff? Who works with you? I'm sure you think about when you have these hearings and these debates, don't you muse about stuff with your colleagues?
The Democrat leader said colored is not part of your normal lexicon. If it's not part of your normal lexicon, it doesn't just come out.
Agreed.
So it is part of who he is. If that's who we have representing us in Lincoln, I'm a little bit nervous and scared. He gave an apology.
Fuck your apology.
After the Democrats demanded one, he said, through the slip of the tongue, I said a word that was not what it intended to be. So I apologize for any of the members of the House or that listened online that I may have offended.
Yeah, well, here's why fuck your apology. No, you did us a favor, so fuck that apology. Thank you for letting the planet know you're a horrible fucking racist. You did everyone a kindness.
Oh, my God. The Democrat... We got to go. It's offensive when you hear it in the grocery store. It's offensive when you hear it out in the world. That comment was made on the House floor. That comment was made where laws are made. That comment was made by a current legislature. The last paragraph here. There was lots of heated debate even after the abortion topic. House representatives were getting so rowdy. At one point, two floor members mentioned taking things outside and settling them like men. Holy shit, we are... one of these crazy countries where they start swinging at each other.
Oh, we need adults.
Thanks to Republicans.
We get to beat each other about it?
How about we take this outside and settle this like men?
Oh, wow. How proud I am of this government we have here
Jesus
in America.
Fucking everyone. Christ.
I know, right? It's like children.
Oh, we got to go real quick. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Same time. Check
Double
out what Ryan's
games.
Doing.
War!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.